Iran Daf of Gimel, Seif Ahmed Aleph. We have had in the Mishnah a Machloikis Tanoim about the Indian of Tiltol in the area that is not Mukif Ladire. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove held that a Gine and a Kalfef, which is Shivim Amma Vesherayim, Al Shivim Amma Vesherayim, so even though it has this minimum shear of Shivim Amma Vesherayim, in order to be able to be metaltal in it, you need a Shemire or a Beis Dire. As we had mentioned, Matzamachloikis Rishonim Rashi and Tosfos, if the Shemire or Beis Dire makes it really a Mokim that is Mukiv Ladire, Al Kaponim, it's Nire, according to Tosfos and Rav Rishonim, since it is Shivim Amma Vishirayim, you really don't need it Mukif Ladire, but Al Kaponim it should be Nire Ke Mukif Ladire. That was the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bovin. Rabbi Yehuda said, Afilo Aimba Ala Boyer Siyacha Ma'oro Metaltalam Besaycho. Rabbi Kiva said, Afilo Aimba Achas Mikol Eilu. There's no Boyer. There's no Shemira or Beis Dire. Metaltalam Besaycho. Ubolvat Sheyehei Bo Shivim Amma Vesherayim or Shivim Amma Vesherayim. So now the Gemara Daf Chav Gimel Amad Beis. Frag the Gemara Rabbi Kiva Hainu Tanakame. Frag the Gemara Rabbi Kiva is the Tanakame. So let us see Rashi. Rabbi Kiva Hainu Tanakame. The Omru Loi. We had the first Mishnah in Oisin Pasin. We had Amachloikes Rabbi Yehuda and Omru Loi. Rabbi Yehuda said that the area of Pasi Berois can only be as large as a Beis Osai. And Amru Loi, the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, Le Amru Beis Osai, this maximum shear of Beis Osai was only said, El Legine or Le Karfef. Avlim Hoyo, Dir, Oisoya, Oimukta, Oichotza, Afilo Beis Chameshis Kurim, Afilo Beis Asore Kurim Mutter. So let us see Rashi. Rabbi Kiva Hainu Tana Kama Da Omru Loi. They told Rabbi Yehuda Loi Omru Beis Osayim Ela Lagina La Kalfev. Agina and Kalfev need a Beis Osayim. Avolim Hoyo. Adir Vesoya Alma. Heiche De Ike Beis Dire. If it is a Beis Dire, I feel it too. So then there's no shear of Beis Osayim. And if it is not mukif ledire, that's loy omru beis osayim when it is not mukif ledire. Ubishaloy hukif ledire beis osayim kerabekivim. So they hold that the shear of beis osayim is matter tiltal, even though it is not mukif ledire. If it is Mukif Ladira, then you have more than that. Rabbi Kiva Hainu Tanikamim. And for the Gemara, Ike Binayu Dover Muet. The Nafkamina will be, is the maximum Shia, Ayin Amo Vishirayim, Al Ayin Amo Vishirayim, is the maximum Shia 70 Amos and 4 Tvachim. Or is there a little bit more than 70 Amos in 4 Tvachim? Ike binayu dover muet. The Sanye. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, dover muet yesh al shivim amma vishirayim. There's a dover muet on shivim amma vishirayim. Lo inosnu chachomim boishir. The chachomim did not specify how large this dover muet is. Vekamo shir, how much is the shear, the complete shear, so sayim kechotzer amishkan. Minohani mili, from where do we derive this shear, that so sayim kechotzer amishkan, there is such a shear, and it is mutal letaltafel, it is not mukif ladire. Omar Rav Yehuda, the Omakro, It says as follows. Oirech ha-chotzer meyo ba-amo. The length of the chotzer is 100 amos. V'roich of chamishim b'chamishim. And the width is 50 amos. Now, the second word, b'chamishim, is unclear. Omro toire tul chamishim v'sabev chamishim. Take the second chamishim and add it onto the area of the first chamishim, and that is the shir sosayim kechotzer hamishkan, which from this we learn out that it is mutal letautal, even though it is not mukif ledira. Let us see Rashi. Iko binayu dover muet shebeis sosayim yesa al shivim amav v'sharayim. The small amount that a beis sosayim is more than 70 amis in four tfochim. Al shivim amav v'sharayim ribuyim. Kedetoni lekama. Letane kames, according to the Amruloi, shori bebeis osayim shleimim. So beis osayim shleimim, a complete beis osayim, is also permissible. The Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, shivim v'shirayim v'shivim v'shirayim v'suloi. The maximum shir is only 70 ames and 4 tvochim, ki de kamrinim behedya, v'kama hein sosayim kechotzer hamishka. This is going back on the Amrulai. Dava mud l'kama mefoshlo. Meno hani mili demar be'inele l'chotzer ha-mishkan. How do we know that we make the area of the chotzer ha-mishkan into a perfect square l'shaya ba'yisa Shabbos? May b'chamishim. Why does it have to say b'chamishim? Horeichav chamishim v'ol koymeya. Do'ochi ksivi b'midei sakloyim. The area is 50 by 100. V'chein lepasofen ba'oirech kloyim meya oirech v'roiche v'chotzel faskeba mizrocha chamishim amo. It is 100 by 50. Ela omra toire tul chamishim. Take 50 amis. She'ol koi yeser aloch. Be the 50 amis that makes the chotzer hamishkan a rectangle. V'savev chamishim haneisorim. And surround the first chamishim, the havelahu, and you'll end up with a square of shivim amois v'dalat tfochim meruboy. You'll end up with a square of 70 amis and 4 tfochim. Ketzat, how do you take, how do you add on one square to another square to make it a larger square? Ketzat. Asay mehem chomesh ritzuos shel eser amo roichev. Out of the second square of 50 amis, divided into 5 ritzuos. Now each ritzue will be 10 amis wide, ba'olkon chamishim, and the length will be 50 amis long. 10 amis by 50 amis. Let us see the Perish Chai on page 55, the number 57. There he divides the area of 50 by 50 into 5 Ritzuas. Now let us get back to Rashi. Asay mehem chomish Ritzuas shal eser ama roichet. Let us make 5 strips which are 10 amis wide, va'olkon chamishim, and they are 50 amis long. Hashkei pa'achas lemizrach, pa'achas lemayrov. Let us see the Perish Chai on page 56. Now these achas that we are putting around the first square, this is the ois base. This is the ritzua chamishim al esarame. So let us go back to Rashi. Hashkev ha'achas lemizrach. Put one lemizrach, ba'achas lemayrov. So now since we added 10 amis to each side, harei rechovo shivim. Va'olko chamishim. And now the other two sides we have chamishim. Oitzim achas letzofen v'achas ledorim. Harei shivim al shivim. We have extended the square on all four sides with an extra 20 amas. Elo, Rashi says, shahakronais pkumim l'chol keren v'keren eser ar eser min nehatois v'shohi safto. The kronais are pkumim because we added on all four sides, but we did not add on in the middle. And that is this area of Gimel, this is the area that in the Perish Chai, on page 56, number 60, that's this area of, where here's the four areas with an Oiz Gimel. These are the Kronos which are Pgumim. Istul Minachamishim, Dalet Chatiches Shel Yud Al Yud. Let us go back to picture 57. And we divided the last strip, which was 50 by 10. We're dividing it into 5 equal chalokim, which are 10 by 10. So Rashi says as follows. Tu mina chamishim dalet chatiches. Let us take from the chamishim 4 chalokim, 4 pieces, which are yud al yud, which are 10 ames by 10 ames. Vesim bedalet konitz, and let's put this in the 4 corners, which were missing 10 ames by 10 ames. Venismalu, now the 4 corners became full. We were mamala the 4 corners. Nishalo, so the vial, we have a square, which is 70 ames by 70 ames. Nishalo, we have left over Ritzua achas shel eser al eser ames. We have left over now one strip, which is a square of 10 ames by 10 ames. And now if we'll make this into tvochim, shehi shishim tvochim al shishim tvochim. This strip is 60 tvochim by 60 tvochim, since there is 6 tvochim in the amma. Va'asei oison, now let us divide this strip, which is 10 ames by 10 ames, basay oison, let us divide it into lamed ritzuits, into 30 strips, shel shnei tvochim. Each strip will have a roichev, a width of 2 tvochim. Let us see the goes abach. Harei lamed ritzuits, so now we're going to end up with 30 strips, shall base tvachim roichev, that have a width of 2 tvachim, oirech kol achas, va'achas eser ame. And the length of each strip is 10 ames. Shekulon hein gimel meis ames. That means all of them, now if we're going to go and take these strips and put them one next to the other, will make one long strip of 300 amen. Let us look in the Perish Chai, page 55, number 58. Now, so we have now an extra strip of 300 amen, that we want to go with a roichev of two tvachim, which we want to go and add to the previous square, which is 70 al 70. 10 ayin lechol ruach. So let us go and cut up this long 300 amma strip. Let's cut it up, the vial, in 4 halokim of ayin ammas. 10 ayin lechol ruach. So memele, so we used up the vial, we have 70 by 4 is 280. 10 ayin lechol ruach. Harei, now let's go back to the square. Harei shivim, so if we added to each side of the square a strip of 2 tvachim, so it comes out, so on both sides we have an addition of 4 tvachim. הרי שיבים ודלת טווחים. Now the square is 70 אמס and 4 טווחים. על שיבים ודלת טווחים. אלו שהקרונויס פגומים. We only added on all four sides. And that creates that there's a pagam in the kronis. And the pagam is tvachayim al tvachayim. Because we added on each side two tvachim. So we have here, we are missing tvachayim al tvachayim on all four kronis. Nish'aru biyotcha, how much do we have left over from the strip? Esrim amo. We have left over from the strip, which is two tvachim wide. We still have left over. It is 20 amos long. Tul mehen, now take from these esrim amo, shmoina tvachim. That means we're going to cut from this long strip 8 tvachim. That means 4 strips, which each one is 2 tvachim long, and they are already 2 tvachim wide. And let's look at the picture 59. And these are the 4 chalokim that which are 2 by 2 tvachim. V'simla kronis, and let's put this in the corners. V'nismalo, now the corners became full. V'nish'aru biyotcha, and now we have left over in this long strip, after we deducted the 8 tvachim, which is 1 amma and 2 tvachim, so we have now left over a strip, which is yud ches amma, which is 18 ammas long, v'dalet tvachim, 18 ammas and 4 tvachim, b'reichev tvachayim. And this has the, on the width of 2 tvachim, and we have to add this to the square, which is now 70 amos and 4 tvachim by 70 amos and 4 tvachim. Vahainu davamut, and this is a davamut. She'im boso lechalkoi, if you will go and divide this strip. We want to again add this on to the, we want to add on this strip to the square. Ulahakif bahem, ein magia hatoisves, l'roichev beish shlishi etzba. Rashi wants to divide this strip of two tvachim, Rashi wants to divide this into etzbois. Now, there are 4 etzba in a tefach. So divide, let us divide it into 8 etzbois. So there are 8 etzbois in 2 tvachim. Now Rashi does not want to divide this into etzbois shleimois. Rashi wants to divide this into ritzuois, that each ritzua is 2/3 of an etzba. Now in order to divide the two tvachim into ritzuis, which are 2/3 of an etzba, we'll have to divide it into 12 strips. Then we will have 12 strips, which are 18 amos long, 18 amos plus 4 tvachim long, and each one has a reichev of 2/3 of an etzba. Now let us just figure out how long this strip would be if we'll put one next to the other. 12 times 18 amos, we have the 2/3 etzba strip, so 12 times 18 amos equals 216 amos. 12 times 4 tvachim equals 48 tvachim, which is another 8 amos. So we had 216 amos, plus another 8 amos is 224 amos. So we have now one long strip that is 2/3 of an amma long. I'm sorry, 2/3 of an etzba wide, and 224 amas long. Now, Vahainu davar mu'it, and this is a davar mu'it. Shimbosa lechalkai, if you're going to go and divide this long strip, which was 18 amas and 4 tvachim long by 2 tvachim. Ulahakiv behem, ein magia hatoisvis l'roichev beishlishi etzpa, you will not be able to add on each side, a ritzua of 2/3 of an etzpa. Why? The habois lemevet minei ritzua, shall reish pe beis amis vedalet vachim. Reish pe amas vedalet vachem would be how much we need if we will not be memala the kronis. If we'll be memala the kronis, it'll be reish pe gimel amas. Oirech lahakiv arba haruches. So we need 282 amas and 4 tvachim to surround our square. And how much do we have? We only have 224 amas. So memele, so it comes out, so Rashi means to say that we would need, in order to surround the square, which is 70 amas and 4 tvachim, we would need a ritzue which is less than 2/3 of an etzba. Because 2/3 of an etzba would only be 224 amas long. From the Goyin it would seem that the exact dimension, we would first have to make a ritzue, we would have to make 16 ritzues of a chatzi etzba, and then we'd have to make another ritzue, which is 1/36 of an etzba. So then it'll come out, we are adding on to the square one etzba plus 1/18 of an etzba. That would be the correct dimensions. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz is Mavaya, but the Machlokes is as follows. Rabbi Kiva held, since the shear of surrounding the square of 70 amis and 4 tvachim, if we'd finish the ritzuis, it would come out in a fraction. So the Torah did not rechen with this fraction. So Mamela, the Kavonas HaTorah is that we should have a square of 70 amas and 4 tvachim. The Torah did not rechen with the minute chalokim, which are not misporim shleimis, it is a fraction. And the Amru Loi hold that you take everything into consideration, so therefore you need a complete area of a base sosoyim. Or noch besser. Now you need, it is permissible to be metautal in a complete area of a base sosoyim, which is shivim ama v'sharayim plus this davar mu'ut. Let us see Taisfis, Rabbi Kiva Hainu Tanakame, Perish HaKunteris, Hainu Tanakame Domrule Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi learns pshat, that the Gemara had asked that Rabbi Kiva is saying the same thing, like the Tanakame, the Amroloi to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that if it's a basis saying you don't need any tikkun whatsoever. The Gemara could have said, if that is the Kasha, so could be that the Tanakame of Rabbi Yehuda holds that a rectangular base of soyim is also good. And Rabbi Kiva holds that we see klar in the Mishnah that a rectangle is not good. Rabbi Kiva come behead ya ayin ama alayin ama. So he holds klar, you need a square area. Uba omru loy, Loika Oma. He doesn't say anything what the shape of the Beis HaSayim should be. Umistome Loipolig Arab Yehuda Boho. This Leila Ela Filo Orich Vekotten. Mistome, and that is no machloikis between the Omru Loi and Rabbi Yehuda. And we had before, and Daf Chobeis Amad Aleph, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Orich Vekotten is also good. So maybe that's the nafkamine. The Omru Loi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, because we don't find any machloikis in this Nakuda, that Orich Vekotten is good, and Rabbi Kiva holds you need a square. For oit, Dilme boy boyer siach ma'or. Maybe the Omru Loi holds that they're speaking about a case of pasi berois. No, so the tzira pasi berois, we have a boyer in the enclosed area. So could be they hold like we had Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah holds. Afilo ein ba ela boyer siach ma'or metaltum besoicha. But you need a boyer siach ma'or in an enclosed area of ayin amo. Rabbi Kiva was the one that was mechadish. Afilo ein ba achas mikol elu metaltum besoicha. As Rabbi Kiva holds, you don't need anything. So Tosfos is asking a double kasha. Could be the Omru Loi is makel over Rabbi Kiva that they hold that Orich Vekotten is good. Could be the Omru Loi is machmer Rabbi Kiva, they hold a kaponim you need a ber v'siach. Umi yesh loimar de mishani shape. But the Gemara is also saying a true teretz. But there's another machloik, as they mentioned Abbe Sosayim. So they hold even you can include in the area the Adava Mu'it. Rabbi Kiva holds Shivim Amo v'Shirayim. Mikoma kim nire keper shabayin chanano. The Hainu, the Gemara's Kashe, the Hainu Tanakama, who is the Tanakama? Hain Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Aye, how can we say that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava? Perish. Even the Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Ayri b'shivim amo v'shirayim al shivim amo. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava speaking about shivim amo v'shirayim mahut Rabbi Kiva sula shanis ubervat sheyehei bo shivim amo. Meshani ke benayu dove mu'et. So the Gemara answers now, Kamin will be a dove mu'et. Till Rabbi Kiva, lastly, Rabbi Kiva holds you cannot include into the area dove mu'et. Rabbi Yehuda is like, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava holds you do need. Boho diktoni besambach Rabbi Yehuda imer dover muet yesh lenosnu bechachomim shir. What does that mean? Lenosnu bechachomim shir. Einish lechoshu letzamtzem. They weren't chosh to be mitzamtzem into say explicitly what the shir was. Obolo oilom islu, but the islai, the kulu tanoi shuskiru lefnei Rabbi Kiva, near the islu dover muet. All the tanoim hold that you do need that you can include a shir of a dover muet in the base of sign. Dover muet yesh, hodole choshev lei bekeitzad ma'abrem. Tektoni gabi gimel kforim, if there are three cities, im yesh beinachi tzoynis, if there is an area between the two outer cities, meyo va'arboim amo, va'amo achas ushlish. That means if you have two kafifis between the two outer cities, so then there's a loch de la gabi tchumim. So it's considered something like one big city. So l'chayre, you could have even more than that, because there's a dover mu'ut. So Taisu says, l'chosh l'tzamtzim, inami osik Rabbi Kiva delas lay dover mu'ut. Zok te gemore vayta, pashti dikro b'may ksiv. How do we explain pashti dikro? What is pshat oich ha'chotzim, me'ebam avarech of chamishim b'chamishim? Amar Abaye, the Pashtuk is speaking about how you should set up the Mishkan in the Chotzer HaMishkan. Ha made Mishkan al Sfas HaMishim. The Mishkan should start where the first HaMishim ends of the Chotzer HaMishkan. Kedei Shei HaMishim Amal Lefonov, that there are 50 Amis in front of the Mishkan, that's the Chotzer HaMishkan. Ve'esrim Amal Lechol Ruach Veruach. And there are 20 Amis on all three sides of the Mishkan. Let us see Rashi. Pashti dekro l'nyemishkin, b'maiksiv, b'chamishim dekro mahi. What is b'chamishim dekro? Hamed mishkan al sfas. You should set up the mishkan where these chamishim end. Al sfas shekolim shom hachamishim shel chotzer. Where the 50 amis of the chotzer end, mishi nichnosim lo bepischa shel mizrach. That means when you enter, so the first 50 amis, that is the chotzer that's lifnei hamishkan. So when those 50 amis end, you should put the mishkan. Kedei shechemishim amis shel chotzer lifnei hamishkan. You should have 50 amis of the chotzer lifnei hamishkan. Ve'esrim l'chol ruach. Shamishkan olkoi lamed. Let us see the Perish Chai on page 56, number 61. So now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shamishkan olkoi lamed. The length of the mishkan is lamed amis. K'dachsiv esrim kroshim. There were 20 kroshim on the two longer sides. V'roichav ha-keresh, the width of one keresh is ama v'chatzi. So memele, so 20 times 1.5, we have 30 amas. V'rochvay shal mishkin, toifes 10 amas. The roichav, we'll see this is the roichav of the chalal ha-mishkan, what was inside the mishkan, excluding the oivi ha-kroshim, was 10 amas. Kedachsiv, it says as follows. Shisha kroshim. There are shisha kroshim. Let's look at the picture. That is the aleph. We have here shisha kroshim, which are shehin teisha amos, which this is 9 amas. Ushnei kroshim. Now you have 2 more kroshim, limkutzois. That's where it says this gimel and dalet. That is the 2 kroshim limkutzois for the corner. Shehin, all together, they're gimel amas roichet. Va'ama mikan lechaseis oivyon shel kroshim shel tzela le'olkoi. Look at the picture, the gimel. The gimel is the ame of the keresh, which is an ame and a half. So one ame covers the side of the kroshim on the two sides. So it covers the oivy of the kroshim on the longer side of the mishkan. Ve'amo. Now we have a amo left over from the 2 kroshim that are on the lemikotzois ha-mishkan. So we divide it. Chatzi amo mikan. Ve'chatzi amo mikan. So a half a amo on each side. If we look at the picture, that is the dalet. So we have left over a chatzi ame mikan, a chatzi ame mikan, lahashlim, to be mashlim, ulemale hacholo leeso. So now we have the chlal ha-mishkan is 10 ames. So sha'ata ma'midoi, l'soif chamishim. If you will put the mishkan, l'soif chamishim, when the chamishim of the chotzer ends, ube'emtza rechove shel chotzer, and in the middle, the exact middle of the chotzer, Nish'aru me'achamishim alachamishim shel chotzer. So we have left over from the chamishim alachamishim shel chotzer as follows. Eschim amis, 20 amis, l'sholish horuchis. For the, on the three sides, we can look at the picture, we have 20 amis on each side. Elo, sh'oivi hakroshi mimayit mehem amo. The oivi hakroshim, In these 20 amis that we have surrounding the chlal hamishkan, so in these 20 amis, one of these 20 amis is the oivi hakroshim. V'hocha klolo kochoshiv. He's speaking about the, in general, there are 20 amis on each side. V'oivi haksolim, but the thickness of the ksolim, b'chlal ha-esrim shel kol ruach. There was a curtain in the front of the mishkan. Zok Taisvis, פשטי דקרו במייקסי, משמה דטור חמישים וסבב חמישים, אבא סמכת בעלמה. And of course, that's not פשטי דקרו. או מיהו, בקיצד מעברים פורך, ומבוא אליי דייטאו חמישים, the Gemara says, you need the פוסק for this דרושה. זוג את הגמרא ביתה. רב אלעזר אומר, אם הויסא אורכו. So רב אלעזר seems to say that you need a square. Because רב אלעזר says, אם הויסא אורכו יסר על רוחב אפילו עמו, if it is, the ערך is larger than the רוחב אפילו עמו אחס, אין מטלטלים בסייכו. He's not permitted to be מטלט. Oh, Maravivi, Vafakti Gemara Vosanyi, Rabbi Lezer, Oimer, we learned that Barayis, Imois, Orko, Yesa, Alpi, Shnaim, Baruch, Bechalam, Achas, Eim, Etaltum, Besoicho. Rabbi Lezer said, if it's an Amma more than Pishnaim, that means if it will be 100 by 50, it will be good. If it's an Amma more, then it's no good. So it's a Stira, Rabbi Lezer. Omar Rav Bibi Barabayot make a grise in the Mishnah Kishna Nami Mas Nisan, yes sir, al Pishnaim Baruch. That it has to be an Amma more than Pishnaim Baruch. That means 100 by 50 is good. Thanks to Gemari, Hochi Hainu Rabbi Yaisi, Say Bazoi, so that's Mamish Rabbi Yaisi in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yaisi says, Afilo Olka Pishnaim Baruch, Webet Altal and Besoich, Rabbi Yaisi says, that Olka Pishnaim so both of them hold a rectangle as good as what is the machlokes. And for the Gemara, it can be nayu ribua di ribua rabono. The nafkemina will be the ribua di ribua rabono. And this we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Let us see Rashi. Rashi olko yeser mishnayim berochbo kechotzer mishkanu deshorim. It is permissible. Even though it's not squared. Just like the Mishkan was. Like the Gemara, Hainu Rabbi Yaisi, Dama Orka, Filo Pishnaim Beroch, Bom. And the Gemara, Ike Binayu, Ribua, Di Ribua, Rabbon. Rabbi Lezer, Sova, Orka Yaisi, Mishnaim Beroch, Be, Ein Metaltalim. If it's more than 100 by 50, aim it out. What is the ideal dimensions? Like it says in the Pasuk. The Chotzer Mishkan was 100 by 50. The less lay ribua. He doesn't hold of this drosha that one should be merabe and make it a square. If he did make it a square, lay mitzre behochi. Kidiktoni, because it says in the Mishnah, when is it no good? If it's more than Pishnaim, then it's no good. Habotzami Pishnaim metaltlam. Rabbi Yosi Savar Mirubas Iker. The ideal dimension is that it should be squared. If someone comes and asks us a shaila, how should I make my karfif? That lechatchila should be. How should I make my kalfif? So he told me you should make lechatchila a square. Umiyu afilu. That's very meduyik. The afilu of Rabbi Yosi. Afilu. He didn't do like that. And he made it olka pishnayim beroch b'shoyu. Midakomer afilu michlal demikor elav hochiyu. According to Rabbi Lezer Faker, the ideal dimension is olka pishnayim beroch. Zog Toisves, Vosanyi Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Vuhu Adin, Zog Toisves, Dava Motzul Amifach, Dim Kein Heine Rabbi Kiva, according to the happening of the Gemara. That Rabbi Lezer holds, you need a square, so the Gemara could have asked, so what is the difference between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva? Elo the Nechel Amifach, the Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbi Lezer, the Gemara asks a better kash, we have a stira in Rabbi Lezer. Yohi Heine Rabbi Yoisi, so Yohi Weistachois, that now, since you made this new girse, so now I have a kasha, hainu Rabbi Yosi. Vaistois without the new girse, we wouldn't have a kasha, hainu. So Toisus had a kasha without the new girse, we'll have a different kasha, hainu Rabbi Kiva, like Toisus said before. So Taisus Afal gav the Mikori Ikala Mifrach Nami Hainu Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara could have also have asked, according to the first Gilsa, we had a Kash Hainu Rabbi Kiva. Mikomok Hainu Rabbi Yaisi Lekala Mifrach. So Mel's very good the Ihochi. The way you're saying now, so now I have a new Kasha Hainu Rabbi Yaisi, that Kasha I didn't have before. Before I had a different Kasha Hainu Rabbi Kiva. Ike binayu ribu'uo de ribu'uo rabona. Perish akuntas. Rabbi Lezer boy lechatchila or kapish nayim beroch, but Rabbi Yaisi boy lechatchila merubas. That's what each one holds. The kosha, Vector Tais was the ain shayach kan lechatchila v'diyevet. By the dimensions of a calf of pasad lechatchila v'diyevet, the ikvah who kev, if it already was, one made a mechitza around it, lechatchila lekulal meshori. So that one is permitted to carry in it. And if he wants now to make an enclosure, let us see the gimel on the bottom. Is this a mitzvah how the karfif should look? These are only aloches. If you have a karfif, what are the dimensions that is permissible to carry? So Mamela Taisvis does not like Rashi's Pshat. The Nire Keperish Rabbeinu Chananu. The Pirish, the Rebuah the Rabbonon, that is an afkemine between the Rebuah the Rabbonon. Hainu plukte de Mishay Tziyuhu. There's a machloikis later in Erevin, the Rabchanine ben Antignus ve Rabbon. Gabi ha'ima shvisosi bimkoimi. A person wants to be koine shvisa bimkoimi. So what is istchum? Yesh loy alpayim ama lechol ruach agulois divrei Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina holds he has alpayim ama lechol ruach. You make a radius of alpayim ama lechol ruach, and you make a circle around him, and that is his tchum. Chachamim oimrim merubois ketavlo merubas. Look in the Perish Chai, page 57. Number 62. So according to Rabbi Chanina, he has a circle with a radius of 2,000 amen. According to the Chachomim, he has a square that from the middle, each side of the square, that means you have each side is 4,000 amas of the square. 2,000 and from the middle. And according to the Chachomim, you gain the diagonal, which is 2,800 amis. So there we have a machlokes. Chachomim erubois, ketavlam erubas, kedei she'ein niska lezovius. Hashta l'rabalozo, according to Rabalozo. Now let's go back to our machlokes. Ki ol ko yeser al pishnayim berochbo, afilu ba'alachsayim, ein metaltalim ke Rabbi Chanina. Heistis, Rabbi Lozor is machma, afilu ama achas yoysel, afilu ama achas yoysel, von ol ko yeser al rochbo is no good. So according to him, it's only 100 by 50. Look at picture 63. The Rabbi Yosi Litvuye Kosa, become other metaltla. Rabbi Yosi Litvuye, also let us look at the Perish Chai 64. He holds that you could make a square, just like the Mishkan was, the Chotza Mishkan was a square. So you can gain the area of the Zovius also. So you gain the diagonal. That is the Rabbi Yehuda Mashmu. Aloche ke Rabbi Yosi. We paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Aloche ke Rabbi Kiva. So one could think, this is how the Teres Chaim explains the Gemara, so one could think there's a machlokes what Shmuel said. That Rabbi Yehuda says Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yosi. According to Rabbi Yosi. And Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda said he paskin like Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara says no, both is no machlokes. The Tavayu the Kula. Both are true. That means he has the Kulas of Rabbi Kiva and the Kulas of Rabbi Yosi. Three. The Ashmin and Alochik Rabbi Yosi. If he would only say Alochik Rabbi Yosi, Abba Mina Adi Ike Shemira. Rabbi Yossi did not mention anything by a beis asoyim if you need some sort of a dira inside. He didn't, like Rabbi Yehuda bar Baba holds, you need a shemira. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need a boil. He didn't say anything about it, so it could be you need a shemira. He just said that a rectangle is good. Hala mina dika shemira. Oy beis dira. Kamash malon, alochek Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said specifically, afilo ein bo achas mikol eilu metaltalim. But you don't need anything. So therefore, kamash malochek Rabbi Kiva. But you don't need anything. Viyashmin alochek Rabbi Kiva avamina da'orif vekotin loy. Because Rabbi Kiva says, you need a square. Kamash malon alochek Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, he tells us the alochek is both members are telling us lekula. How about meaning the shmul dira boy? If we'd only have a lochik rabbi yosi, so maybe shmul holding the dira rabbi the ben bovet. Borka yosi la rochbe rabbi yosi sovelo. If he would say, halachic Rabbi Kiva, I would think, orich v'katan loy, Rabbi Kiva merube boy, Rabbi Kiva holds you need a square.